Section 136. The widespread financial and economic depression, which began near the close of 1929, put the church into serious financial difficulties. Early in 1930, the counselors in the presiding bishopric resigned, and by agreement between the presidency, 12, and presiding bishop, Bishops L.F.P. Curry and G. Leslie DeLapp were chosen to serve as counselors to Bishop Albert Carmichael, subject to the action of the next general conference. The following revelation was approved by the quorums and the conference. To the Church. To the condition of the Church and the personnel of the Quorum of 12 and presiding bishopric, I have in official capacity, as well as in personal meditation and prayer, given much thought, and have earnestly sought divine wisdom and guidance. Believing that such wisdom and inspiration have been given me, I present the following as the word of the Lord to us now. Under conditions existing, it is well that Bishop Albert Carmichael should be released from further responsibility as presiding bishop, he being commended for the faithful devotion to the onerous tasks which have been his to perform. In his stead, let Bishop L.F.P. Curry be chosen to give such time and energy to this office as opportunity and the conditions surrounding him will permit, working toward the time when he can give his full time and attention to the work of the office to which he is thus called. In the work of the office, Bishop G. Leslie DeLapp should be associated as counselor, and one other be named by Bishop Curry, as wisdom and the voice of inspiration may indicate, the selection to be ratified by the conference. To fill a vacancy existing in the number of the 12, let George G. Lewis be set apart and ordained as an apostle and take his place with that quorum, and enter with his brethren upon the active work of the apostolic quorum and as representatives of the church. The movements toward better understanding of ministerial responsibilities, duties, and goals, and toward unity of endeavor in teaching, preaching, evangelizing, and the perfecting of the saints are pleasing to the Lord. Contentions, bickerings, and strife are unseemly, hinder the work of the church, and should not find place among the saints. Only in the peace of fraternity and the unity of those caught up in the spirit of Zionic redemption can the work of the Lord be accomplished. To this task, let the Church devote its energies. Frederick M. Smith, President of the Church, Independence, Missouri, April 14, 1932.